Hello everyone out there. Pastor Tita is my name again. The Spirit of the Lord speak to my heart to go on recording, and I believe and I know that this is the perfect time, a perfect place for you to have an encouragement. Because God's word is the lamp unto our feet. So I want to encourage each and every one of you. Whatever you are going through right now, hallelujah, I ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, to give you strength, to empower you. Because God says in His word, in Psalm 16, verse 8, Psalm 16, verse 8, you know that this is a crucial hour of every mankind on this earth. You know, and you know that your atmosphere is changing, that the world is changing. But God speak to my heart, and I want to tell you this. In Psalm 16, verse 8, Psalm 16, verse 8, the word of God says, I have set the Lord before me continually because He is at my right hand and I shall not be moved. I'm going to speak again the word of truth. God says in Psalm 16, verse 8, this is the word from somebody out there, because God knows what you've been through and what you are going through. But He said to me, tell my people right now that He have set the Lord before you continually because He is at your right hand and you shall not be moved. You are not going to be moved. Hallelujah. God says, you are not going to be moved. And the Lord tells me to tell you that He speak to my heart to tell you, woman of God, man of God, boy, girl, wherever you are, whatever nationality you have, the Lord is on your side. So do not fear. The Lord is on your side. Do not fear. I hear the Lord saying, the Lord is on your side. Do not fear. And He said in His word in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Are you worried about finances? Are you worried about the health that you've been through and you don't know what you are going to do? Are you worried for the diagnosis that the doctors tells you? But God says, hallelujah, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. God never leaves you. God never forsaking you. And I hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, He will give you strength. He will give you strength because it is God whose arms are with you. The arms of the Lord is upon you. And He keeps you secured. And God says, you can do all things through Christ who's strengthening you. God is speaking to me. He is giving you peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, today, God speak to my heart to tell to the people of God that if you feel like it is hopeless situation, I come to tell you today, stop feeling hopeless. Stop feeling that hopelessness. There is hope in hopeless situation. Number one that you must do is change your environment. What is your environment today? Is your environment is fearful? Is your environment is worry? When you feel hopeless and you feel too much worry, Start to worship God. Start to thank God. Change your environment. When you reach to the point of hopelessness, due to the toxic or negative environment that you are in right now, I don't know what these doctors announce and pronounce to you, but you must stop feeling hopeless, because there is hope to the hopeless situation. God says in His word, hallelujah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You are almost giving up because the doctors pronounce that you are not going to make it. Because there are so many things that they diagnose to you for those names. But the only name that I know is the name of Jesus. The only situations that I know is the atmosphere of His glory. The only atmosphere that I know is the atmosphere of His presence. The atmosphere of His presence. So no matter what is going on in your atmosphere right now, put a positive confession in the name of Jesus that you are going to look to Jesus. You are going to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. The author and the finisher of your faith. So change your environment, please. Hallelujah. Don't accept negative environment where you are right now. Because this is what I know. If you are surrounded with positive people, you continually, constantly challenge every negative thoughts and every negative environment. Are you able to find that you are happy? Are you able to find that you are not in that kind of environment? Position yourself and stop feeling hopeless. Stop feeling hopeless. I hear the Lord saying, you are spending too much time in your head. You are spending too much time in your emotion. You are following all your thoughts down, never-ending habits, never-ending in the name of Jesus. But today I destroy and dismantle that negative experience, that negative atmosphere, that emotional baggage in the name of Jesus. I uproot it. I uproot it. I come against it. I destroy it by the blood of Jesus. I destroy it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is around you. The Spirit of the Lord surrounds you. The Holy Ghost fire, sanctify, saturate that atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't spend too much time to the environment, to the negative environment. What do you mean, Pastor Tita? Don't focus to the environment that you are in right now. Don't focus to what people say. Don't focus to the things that you have seen. Focus and change your environment into a joyful environment. For this is the day. This is the hour. This is the day that God has made for you. You will rejoice and be glad. You will start your day triumphantly. And you will finish your day triumphantly. You are a winner. You are victorious. Hallelujah. Decorate yourselves in the name of Jesus with positive affirmation. Decorate yourselves. Decorate your room. Decorate your mind with a positive affirmation that you said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Uplift yourself. Uplift your mental state with the positive songs, with those songs that encourage you, with those songs that is lifting up the name of the Holy Ghost, the name of Jesus. The good news is you don't need to make a change in your place, but you make a change in your mindset environment. Hallelujah. And you watch, it will make a big difference to combat or to destroy that hopeless feeling. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You are not defeated. You are a winner. Yes, maybe you experience some experience or you feel that you are defeated. But make today your best day. Make today your best day. Find someone that can encourage you. Position yourself to a positive atmosphere, not the negative atmosphere. Become a positive person. Become a positive person because there is a law of attraction. If your mindset is negative, everything in you is negative. Everything that is going to happen is negative. There is no possibility. Encourage yourself when there is nobody encourage you. Encourage yourself when nobody encourage you. Say, change some of your habits to improve and challenge the situations that you are facing. Maintain a positive mindset so that you can face the adversity very well and you will be triumphant. Also, practice gratitude. Don't look at your situation right now. Practice gratitude. Those people who practice gratitude every day overcome obstacles easier, quicker than those who don't. So practice gratitude. Thank the Lord, for He is God that is with you. Thank the Lord for all the blessings that you have right now. Thank the Lord if you are one of the person who practice gratitude every day. When you open your eyes in the morning, when you open your eyes, you open your mouth with gratitude and you watch. Every day, you will overcome the obstacles of life. You watch. Every day, you overcome the obstacles easier, quicker than those who don't appreciate the goodness of God. Practicing gratitude is about taking a bit of the focus of what is right rather than what is wrong. So practicing gratitude is taking your time, taking your eyes to focus on what is right, not what is wrong. Do you have the support? Do you have the support or backup of the Holy Spirit, which is the promise of God to the situations that you are in right now? Do you have the word? Do you have a checklist of gratitude that you must thank God? What are the things in your life that you must thank God? What are the things that encourage you this morning? What are the things that encourage you this evening? What are the things that you need to thank God for? What are the things you need to thank God for in the morning that you are still alive? You are awake. Hallelujah. If you are feeling hopeless in your life, take some time to write down the list that what you are thanking God, or you are so grateful for every single day, for every single day. And so that it can change your mood, it can change your outlook on the situations to determine if that it will help you is slowly you will improving. That just remember, everything that is happening in your life, everything that is happening in the world, everything that is happening in your health, it is already temporary. Everything is temporary. Don't make temporary events to make a permanent events of your life. I pray in Jesus' name that you hearken diligently the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father God, for the sanctifying fire of the Holy Ghost, that through the blood of Jesus, you redeem the people who are on this podcast, who are on this channel, who are on this radio. Right now, I declare you are a winner. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to share, subscribe in Jesus' name. Please share, like, share, and subscribe In Jesus' name, keep living in the atmosphere of joy.